Test 77, Section 2, Question 14. Here, we're looking for a flaw. And it says these conditions, such as cancer and birth defect, pollutants in water, organic pollutants, such as dioxins, and inorganic, such as mercury, are ingested by fish, move up the food chain, where they accumulate in tissues. So basically, it's saying, hey, these organic things just kind of trickle up. Since most cancers and birth defects are incurable, we need to aim at their prevention. So you can't cure them, so we should prevent it. Clearly, the only effective way to reduce their overall incidence is to halt industries known to produce these pollutants, given that such industries are unlikely to comply adequately with strict governmental regulations. Now, this is one where the argument's conclusion is incredibly strong. The only effective way to reduce the incidence of cancer and birth defects is to halt industries known to produce these pollutants. And the evidence is just that they're unlikely to comply adequately with strict environmental regulations. So it's saying the only way we can fix these problems is if we shut down those industries altogether, because they're probably not going to comply with strict environmental regulations. And this was one where I felt like, wow, that's just really strong, when all it said is that these birth defects have been linked to pollutants, and these organic pollutants move up the food chain. I felt like there were several jumps here in logic. One, that being linked to those means that they're definitely a cause, and that the only way to get rid of those things is to get rid of the pollutants. So I felt like there were several jumps. So A, fails to consider the possibility that a significant number of occurrences of cancer and birth defects may be caused by preventable factors other than industrial pollution. And this one I went, maybe, because it's saying the only effective way to reduce the overall incidence of cancer and birth defects is to affect these pollutants. Well, what if there's other ways to reduce the incidence? And so I like A pretty well. There could be other things that are contributing. Does not consider the possibility that pollutants can cause harm to non-human species as well as human beings. Well, it doesn't really talk a lot about that. But we don't care, because all we really care about is cancer and birth defects. It takes for granted that certain effects can be produced independently by several different causes. If anything, it kind of ignores that fact. It kind of doesn't take into account that there could be multiple causes. And then fails to consider whether industries may voluntarily decrease their output of pollutants. Well, but the problem here is, with that one, I said maybe, because it doesn't really talk about that. It just talks about whether they're going to comply adequately with strict governmental regulations. And so I said, well, let's hold on to it, but I still like A really quite well. And then fails to consider that the possibility that chemicals now classified as pollutants have some beneficial effects. We really don't care about whether those things have beneficial effects. So then I had it down to A and D. I still liked A better, so I would just take A, but let's talk about why D isn't quite right. Fails to consider whether industries may voluntarily decrease their output of pollutants. And the thing here is that it says they're unlikely to comply adequately with strict government environmental regulations. And so the bigger issue is that we don't know about the incidence of cancers that are not linked to those, or whether there's other things, because our conclusion is the only effective way to reduce significantly their overall incidence is to halt those industries. The thing there is, even if it were the case that industries may voluntarily decrease their output, it's not going to do it adequately, because they're unlikely to comply adequately with those regulations. And therefore, answer choice A is our better answer.